One of the other hassles, of course, as far as travel is concerned, the likes of Manchester and Liverpool, the airports had been affected this morning. People haven't been getting away to where they need to go as quickly as they'd have liked to. And if you're trying to get in, you could be held up as well. One man who's been held up is Shane Nolan. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing? All right?
I'm doing very well. Which airport were you held up at, Shane, or where were you delayed?
I'm at Manchester Airport, Terminal 3. I'm still here. Flight's been put back till midday, but I'm rooting through. I'm sat at the bar with a pint, so I'm absolutely fine.
You will take no hurt. You're obviously a son of your dad. I must say, to have famous parents like Shane Ritchie and Colleen Nolan, it was obvious that you were going to become a bit of a star yourself.
Thank you very much. Yeah, no, I'm extremely proud. I've not known anything different. So they're just mum and dad to me. But yeah, no, it's amazing. I love them.
So which do you reckon, going through the prime of their careers, had the greater talent? Was it your mummy in the Nolans and as a TV presenter? Or was it that song and dance routine that Shane could do, or indeed the acting in the soaps?
That is tough. That's like asking me, who do I love more? I don't know if I could pick. I mean, obviously acting, my dad, for sure. When it comes to singing and dancing, probably my mum. But I used to play football for years, and I don't know who I got that off, because neither of them could kick a ball, so I don't know where I got that off. But, it's a tough question, that. It's really tough. Depends, I suppose, on what they're doing entertainment-wise.
It obviously made you want to be a young star yourself, and you've been very successful in a number of stage shows. You've been on tour. You play with your own band. How difficult is it for someone who's expected to be successful to actually go and deliver it?
Yeah, you're so right. It is. There's the added pressure, because they're expecting you to be, like you say, talented, and they're expecting to be funny like my dad, or, you know, good looking and stuff like that. So you've got that added pressure, and I'm neither of them things. I just try and do what I do, but I enjoy it. I quite like the pressure as well. I always get at the end of gigs as well, do you know what, I thought you were going to be rubbish, but you actually ended up being all right.
David Hasselhoff.
So it's always nice.
David Hasselhoff obviously thought you were good, because you've worked with him, and you know he's Marmite, David. The bottom line is he is a super talent and hugely successful.
He is. He's a little bit mad though. Very eccentric. He's a really lovely guy, but he's a little bit mad. I'm not going to lie. He is. And you don't realise how big he is in real life. He's about 8'3", honestly, on stage with him. He was a giant, but yeah, he was a really lovely guy. I gave him some great advice.
And so which do you prefer doing? Is it like the fronting the Nolan band and doing your songs, or is it being in shows like Boogie Nights or whatever? What is it that makes, you know, Shane Nolan get up in the morning and think, yeah, this is worth doing?
Do you know what? What I like about both of them is that they're so different. That's why I like giving my hand in both, so I can do both. Because being with the band, it's nice being with the three lads who are in the band, Matt, Dave and Jack. They're like my three brothers, so it's great. But then obviously I need a break from them. I need to go on tour and do something else. So it's just nice to do something else. I'm really starting to get into the acting and the presenting side of stuff now. So hopefully, fingers crossed, there's something in the pipeline this year.
Well, you certainly have a great template to base like family success on. Do you ever catch up with any of your aunties? Because I grew up on them, you know. I bought all their singles. I played them at discos. They were great floor fillers.
Still are.
Yeah, they're great. They're great songs, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Me and my brother were the support act on the Nolans tour about 11 years ago. And we did Ireland, Belfast. We did all over the UK. And that was amazing. So that was actually one of the things that led me to get my own band and do what I do now. Well, but also, funnily enough, I've got my auntie Linda Nolan's 60th coming up in a few weeks in Blackpool. So yeah, I'll see them all then.
Yeah, that would be some party. That would be some party.
My band are on it. My band are on it, fortunately. So.
I once had the opportunity to interview your auntie Linda, and I'm still reeling from it. It was a pleasure. It was an absolute pleasure. I see that you're involved now in an awareness campaign for health, and you're associating yourself with that here in Northern Ireland as well. Is that right?
Yeah, well, you know, cancer's always been a big part of, do you know what, most people's lives, most people are affected by cancer. So it's always just nice to get involved and show support for it, because you never know, and it's always just great to raise awareness.
And you will be raising awareness for men, for a men's health campaign with Action Cancer. Part of the reason why you're coming over to Belfast, part of the reason why we should have had you in the studio, as opposed to being being stuck at the airport. And the cancer story, it has been associated with your aunties in their family as well. Very often in the headlines, and sadly, you know, families across the country are losing loved ones. So it is vital that the campaigns continue with faces of well-known people.
Absolutely, yeah, obviously. We lost my Auntie Bernie to breast cancer a few years ago. And, you know, Linda's had it. My Auntie Anne's had it. So I'm not just looking for sympathy there. All families have had it. So it's just nice to be able to raise awareness. And for men as well, because I always think women get a lot with the breast cancer thing. So men need to check as well. And so if anyone can raise awareness for it, then why not, I always think.
Yeah, tell me this. Were you a fan of the bill when Bernie was in it? Did you think she was a good cop?
Do you know what? It was a bit before my time, that.
Is that right? Well, I've got to recommend that you go back and look at some of the gold channels at Auntie Bernie in the
bill.
Yeah,
that's where I see it, yeah.
I thought she was a great actress in that. Shane, it's good speaking to you, fella. I know you've some television to do when you come over here as well. You're hopefully going to catch up with Pamela at some point too, if a flight arrives between now and Friday. But listen, thanks for coming on, and continued success.
Thank you so much. Means a lot. Thank you so much.
Yeah, just one final question. Can you see snow out your window where you are?
Yes. I've just put one on my Instagram and all that. There's snow covering all the planes. If this takes off, it'll be a miracle.
Oh, dear. It just seems to be getting worse. Shane, thank you very much, fella. Thank you.
Thanks very much. All the best. Cheers.
That's Shane Nolan there, to join us in the studio. But the snow, I'm just looking at pictures now, indeed, of Manchester Airport. It's pretty bad there. We are escaping it, thank goodness. Good morning. It is a cold one, it is. Dorothy, good morning. Fan of Shane Nolan, wondering if she'll be able to see him. You will, on the 27th of April at the Stormont Hotel. He'll be doing his Frankie Valli show. He does a great show, My Eyes Adored You. So that's the cabaret that he'll be doing there. It's at the Stormont Hotel on the 27th of April. If you want to go along and see Shane Nolan in full flow, and he is a fine young entertainer. So 27th of April at the Stormont Hotel. If you're a Frankie Valli fan, you'll get the whole Four Seasons treatment.